All right.
You're getting up.
What?
Well, you're getting up there in the swan count. You're getting
yeah,
up.
No, I know. I was going to say, I've almost covered the whole wall end to end, you know? And then it's like, well, at the corner, do I keep making swans as I turn? You know, or is it a swan wall and then I work on something else from the book? I don't know.
That's a big decision.
Yeah. But I mean, since that, I just wanted to show you that, hey, your gift to me is something I made use of. I'm having a great time learning origami. Great time.
Great.
I love it. Yeah.
That's good.
I ordered away for special paper and everything. You can see that each of these things are like colored at like two different colors on either, you know.
Yeah.
On
nice
either
gradient
side.
In between.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I was worried. I didn't want to, you know, give you homework as a gift.
Force
you to feel like, in order for me to feel good about my gift.
No.
It lets me
get away from all the other stuff that's going on in my life, in the house, whatever. I can focus. I can feel like I'm accomplishing something that's like, I'm not wasting my time, but it's, you know, it's relatively simple. And then I've produced something.
Great. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's good to hear. I do think, you know, the hoarding in the house is still a problem that we should address at some point.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. But I don't know how to do that, right? Because it takes two to tango. Uh-huh. And, you know, and so every time I'm like, oh, I can throw this out, then Mandy will be like, it's important to me.
Yeah.
You know,
and vice versa when Mandy goes to
So I don't think
that's a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh. I appreciate your opinion, but I don't think this is a conversation we can have one-on-one and have it be fruitful, you know. I'm just showing you, hey, before we get into it,
and have
the conversation
Mandy
I wanted to show
involved.
You that your gift has been productive.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
And
I can organize to a fault
in here.
Right. Yeah. It does seem like you've taken the tendencies that caused the hoarding and turned it into something, you know, beautiful.
Focused. Yeah.
Incredible and beautiful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, I appreciate it. I truly do. This warms my heart.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
In a way I can't express.
Daryl!
Yes!
Daryl! Where's the spatula?
I'm in my room. The spatula?
Where's the spatula?
It's with the others. It's which one?
The big one. I'm trying to flip these mother flipping pancakes. Where's the spatula?
The big blue one?
Yes.
It's with the other spatulas in the box.
In the box?
Yeah.
I moved it.
Yeah, I moved it. It felt like it should go with the. Here, come on. Just.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we should go down. We should go down.
Okay, we're coming down. I was up in my room with Greg, okay?
Okay, but there's food on the stairs. Don't step on
what?
The food. There's
Wait,
food
what?
On the stairs.
Oh. Oh.
No!
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Oh. That's real nice. I make a nice plate of eggs and a nice plate of bacon, and you just stick your nasty little toes in all of them on your way down.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm sorry, Greg, that there's going to be a holdup with breakfast.
Oh, yeah, unless you want to eat it off my feet. Look, my Tevas are ruined.
Oh, my gosh.
Your Tevas? What about me slaving away at this breakfast?
I'm sorry. It looks and smells delicious. Maybe I'll eat it off my feet. I'll eat my breakfast off my feet.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to remake it, huh?
Don't do
it.
Yeah. No, don't.
No, watch me.
No. Oh, no. Oh, God, Daryl. Oh.
He's
everybody happy now? I'm eating my breakfast off my feet.
Yeah. I don't mean to. The pancakes are burning. You gotta flip those suckers or turn those.
Okay. So which of these boxes am I supposed to look in?
It's the SPA, the spa box.
How is that?
Spatula.
Daryl.
Hmm.
You had room to write Chula after spa.
Yeah, but, you know, I've got a lot of other boxes to label. And the thing that keeps driving me crazy is my Sharpie keeps running out of juice. And then I have to put it in the used Sharpie box and then get one from the fresh Sharpie box. And then who knows, you know? So, yeah, but it's into the spa box. Here, let me.
Well, I assumed spa was the stuff for the at-home sauna, so I didn't even look at there.
No, that's the saw box.
All right, here it is. Here it is. I'm flipping the pancakes.
Okay. Oh, geez, I think I twisted my ankle pretty bad. I don't know if it was from falling down the stairs or eating the eggs off my feet, but I think I twisted my ankle very bad.
Oh, God, sit down. Don't stand on it. Sit down.
Okay.
No, not on the fresh fruit. Look before you move your body. God damn it.
Jeez, I don't know. Where am I supposed to sit? If we put food on every surface, where am I supposed to sit and stand?
Well, Mandy, we're halfway to a smoothie already with this fruit. Do you want to just pop it in a blender? I don't see one out, but.
What? You can peel these smashed strawberries off my bottom and then put them in a blender?
Yeah, that's nice. Okay with me. Let's scrape fruit off my husband's ass and eat it. That sounds
It's lovely. Okay with me. It's fine with me, but these shorts are a bit gnarly, you know, because they're my work shorts. I'm just wearing them around the house for filing and clean. And well, I guess I can't. When I say cleaning, I mean sorting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any time to clean. Zero time to clean.
I can really tell.
Well, who wants a pancake? They're ready.
Ooh, me.
Take one, I guess.
Yeah, it does. If you get past the burn, it smells really nice underneath that burn smell.
Okay. Serve it up.
Having a lot of trouble.
Oh man. Okay, I'm just gonna lay down on the floor here.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I should sit or stand anywhere. I'm just gonna lay on the floor.
No! My big fish fillet.
Oh, that's a
20-pound bass.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
I thought it was our bass-shaped pillow. Our pillow.
I told you not to buy that bass-shaped pillow. I was like, you'll never be able to tell the difference between this and real fish. It's too realistic. What you fucking done?
It's just the pillow is so funny. It's so funny. It's a pillow that looks just like a bass.
Where is it? Where is that? I want to see that.
It might be on our bed.
Buried. I never want to see that thing again. It talks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Battery operated. It talks.
Yeah. You lay on it and it squeezes a battery in its body and it says fish stuff. I think it's on bed. In the bed. I think it's probably in bed. But we haven't been in bed for a long time because we have so much shit stacked up on bed that, you know, so much shit stacked up on bed. I can't sleep in bed.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, can I sleep? I'm going to be laying in food anywhere I try to sleep around this house.
Yeah. And you try getting in the mood to go to bed with your husband if you're going to lay down and hear, ooh, fishing time.
I mean,
that really gets me in the mood.
Yeah. I mean, it works for me. Ooh, fishing time. Yeah.
I could see how that kills the mood, but I could also see how it, you know, enhances the mood to have someone with such zeal for life.
Playing the line, right down the line. Good job, Greg.
happy to not take a side in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you could, maybe on your way out here, you can hose me off in the backyard. You know, we've got the hose. You can spray me down, spray off the mess, the buffet I've got. But while we have you, all right, so here's what I'm going to propose. Greg Bitt can pick three of our collections, any three of our collections, and we will dispose of those. Any three.
I would love that. I'm honored. I would love to do that. Mm-hmm.
Can we each pick one that's totally off limits?
A veto?
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think so. I think a veto would be good.
Okay. And I get one override.
One veto override?
Yes, one veto override. Yes.
Yeah. See, because I think what's really working for me here is that ultimately it should be uneven. By choosing three things between the two of us, it will be uneven. And I think if it was even, we would feel like we were done. Like we both had given up, you know, an appropriate amount. But if it's slightly imbalanced at the end of the exercise, whoever had to give up more is gonna want to get you over here, you know, to even the scales. So if we just keep it odd, eventually we have a clean home where we can sleep in our bed again. And probably a lot of our other problems go away, you know?
Yeah. This is the big one. The one that's the first domino at the root of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, these pancakes are great. So I'll take any excuse to be invited back. You know? Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
You really help. I think, it's great. It's always great to see you. You're very conscientious. He gave me that book. And that has calmed my mind. I was such a raging asshole all the time until I started to get that time making those swans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My veto is my collection of fish shaped pillows.
Oh,
kid.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's a whole collection of them now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I've got several piled in a closet, but then I've got, you know, select ones squirreled away throughout the house. And I think the bass is on the bed. But I'm going to say my veto is my collection of fish-shaped pillows.
Got it. Okay.
Almost went with my box of Hot Wheels. But if I had to pick it, I'm going to go
fish-shaped pillows. Fish-shaped pillows beat out the Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I'm a man now. It's time to put away childish things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
My veto is my baby teeth.
Ew. Oh, gosh. Oh,
damn.
Oh, gosh.
All right, fair's fair, but that's nasty. Those things are nasty.
Wow.
You open up the medicine cabinet.
All these years, I don't want to lose them.
Yeah, but it's not only yours. It's just...
it's just baby teeth
from all over the world. You know, it's like I'm married to the tooth fairy.
There's an active Etsy community for that kind of thing.
Wild. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was given cufflinks at a recent anniversary made of baby teeth, and I just do not know when I'm going to wear those. Maybe to a funeral? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a small child.
Yeah. I guess next child funeral we go to, I'll wear those baby teeth cufflinks. But other than that, I can't.
Yes, it's good to be prepared for that eventuality.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, what are you taking?
Okay.
Three collections, and you can, and you, if you really want to override one of the vetoes, you could override the veto and take all these baby teeth.
Yeah. Well, my problem is I really want to override both of your selections. Is my problem.
Well, I think that means that we gamed it out correct.
We
protected the right things.
Greg, please take the fish. Get
please
those
take
fish
those
out of my
please.
House.
Please, please, please.
You
please,
could
please,
save our me. Marriage, Greg.
Please. Yes, you could if you took these baby teeth.
If you took the fish. I can't lay on the
please.
Fish.
Please.
Oh,
I can't
gosh.
Take it. I can't take it.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like there's these Casper the Friendly Ghosts floating around behind all these baby teeth. I see the babies behind the teeth. They're all over the house.
I feel like I feel like I'm on a fishing line with my husband during our intimate moments. Please, Greg.
It's so great. Get rid of the baby teeth. I can't have these ghost babies staring at me from every corner of the house anymore. I can't have it.
I'm going to stuff the mouth of the big mouth bass with baby teeth, and I'm getting rid of it.
Oh!
I'm getting rid of
both collections. Oh, wow. We've been outfoxed. You're a mastermind, my friend.
Also, the in-house spa stuff has got to go. You're never going to use that stuff.
But that's all our spatulas. Or are you talking about the saw box?
Yeah, I meant the saw box, but I pointed at the spa box because, again, it's so confusing.
I don't know. It's pretty clear in my mind.
Just when I thought, after this stressful, hellish day, I could set up our at-home sauna and take a nice relax, now that too has been stripped from me. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. See ya!
Oh, you're shuffling me out. Oh, ooh.